朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
前天晚上我参加一个分区的聚会。
Day before yesterday, I attended a area meeting.
我们现在发现团契聚会呢，有两段很精彩的时间。第一段呢就是查经，第二段呢就是查点。
We have two very exciting times during these meetings. First, we have an exciting time of Bible study, and then the second phase is when we have our refreshments.
我最近慢慢在改变我的观念。
And I'm trying to change my own concept.
因为以前我都很看重查经那一段。
In the past, I pay more attention to the Bible study.
所以查完经呢，我就匆匆忙忙要回家了。
So after leading Bible study or whatever, I would want to leave.
后来我发现查点的时间呢，比查经的时间呢，有的时候还有内容。
But then I discovered that the content perhaps is richer during the refreshment time.
那天查点的时候，我们就分成了两组。
That night, during our refreshment time, we broke into two groups.
那么我跟一组在一起谈话。
I was with one group.Talking to them.
他们就问我说：“李牧师，你知不知道最近看过 Boston Globe 没有？”
Some people started to ask me, Pastor Lee, have you read in the Boston Globe?
我说关心什么事情
？I said, well, what about?
他说跟这个香港的1997年有关系。
It has relation to the future of Hong Kong after 1997.
他说在 Boston Globe 里面有一栏是讲 business， 就是讲商业栏或者讲讲生意的。
There's a business section in the Boston Globe.
报道一个消息
，and there was a news story.
说现在在香港，每一个证券行或者每一个股票行，甚至有一些银行
，says in Hong Kong today, every major stock trading place, the brokerage firms, even the banks,
在他们的 staff 里面，现在普遍很流行的，都请一种人作为他们的同工。
It's very popular today that among the staff, they have to have a specially trained type of person.
这是那个报纸上写的。
This is from the Boston Globe.
他们请什么人做那个工？这个特别的受薪的职员呢
？What kind of particular person are they looking for?
他们说不只是请一个这样的职员，而且请四个跟这个有关的 consultant 的顾问来帮忙。
Not only will they hire one, a lot of times they will hire four to be special consultants.
他们找的那个人是什么人
？What kind of people?
风水先生。
People who study the wind and the directions, the mountains and the waters.
我这个礼拜看了一本书，题目就叫《风水》。
Indeed, I study a book about this area. Chinese call it 风水。
那么事实上是昨天才看的，因为我前天知道这个，所以我昨天赶快把这本书找出来，好好的研究一下，到底中国人对风水还是不了解。
So because of that conversation topic, I picked up a book about this to study it.
那本书上打开来说，中国的风水是一种 art， 是一种 science。
The book describes the study of 风水 as science and art.
但是事实上，我们也知道这些风水的这些事情跟民间宗教多少有一点挂钩的。
But if you study it a little deeper, it has roots in the folk religion.
那么我们看见在这些这个中国人的这个信仰的背景里面
，in the system of belief of the Chinese.
我们不只是看见普遍的中国人有这种观念。
Perhaps we should say this is not limited to the Chinese people.
最近我发现有不少的教会的这样的一种团体当中。
I even discovered it among many church religious organizations.
也不知不觉落在这样的一种的危险和失败的当中。
We would also fall into this trap.
那么这一个礼拜，我也看了好几本关于 demonology 的书，就是关于魔鬼学的书。
Then I also picked up a few books about the evil of demonology.
我们也知道，今天在加州有一个很流行的新兴的宗教，叫做撒旦教。
And we know that in California is a very popular new, they call it new, it's not really new, Satanism.
那么这一些的活动我们发现有许多弟兄姊妹跟基督教有关系。
And many of these are due to, in fact, a response to Christianity.
今天有许许多多的基督徒不只是否认了撒旦的存在，我们也轻看了撒旦的他的工作。
I think today many Christians not only refuse to believe the existence of Satan, they also belittle his influence.
主耶稣说，撒旦要得着你们，要筛你们像筛麦子一样。
Jesus here warns us that Satan wants to sift us as wheat.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要太等闲的来看耶稣当年的警告。
Let us not belittle the warning of Jesus.
今天在教会的里面
，today even in the church，
我希望我们教会没有。
I hope and pray that there's no such influence in our church.
但是我知道今天在许多的教会的当中
，But I know that in many churches today,
有许多的人在那里找算命先生。
Many people will dabble in fortune telling.
有的在程度上不一样的进入一种巫术的里面。
And perhaps some in different levels, you may practice black magic.
甚至我们发现今天有一些交鬼的现象。
And perhaps you will also try to reach the evil spirits.
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常的小心。
We have to be very, very careful here.
撒旦是用各种不同的形式混到我们的当中来，所以保罗叫他光明的天使。
Satan will try every trick in the book to come among us, and that's why Paul says he is like an angel of light.
主耶稣用一个非常生动的比方来提到撒旦得住我们，要像筛麦子一样。
Jesus used the example that Satan wants to sift us as sifting wheat.
在路加福音，我们对筛麦子不会觉得不会觉得好奇，因为在路加福音第三章曾经提到耶稣要拿着笨鸡来养他的场，要怎么样，也是在做一个什么筛的一个工作。
Perhaps when we read the Gospel of Luke, we are not unfamiliar with the concept of sifting wheat because very early on his ministry was described as dividing the good from the bad.
耶稣基督筛是要收下麦子，除去糠秕。
The work of Jesus is to sift the wheat so that he can keep the kernels and throw away the husks.
魔鬼的工作刚好相反。
But the work of Satan is the reverse.
他要存下糠秕，要除去麦子。
He wants to keep the husks and throw away the kernels.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们心里面从这里得到一些安慰。
But perhaps we can be comforted from this.
魔鬼看上的是麦子，魔鬼看上的不是糠秕。
Satan is paying attention
to 麦子。
To actually the corn itself, the kernels.
So, 换句话说，今天魔鬼所看上是那真基督徒，那热心爱主的基督徒，愿意侍奉主的基督徒，好像彼得一样。
Indeed, then Satan is looking for those who love the Lord, who wants to serve the Lord, like Simon Peter.
事实上，撒旦所筛的，撒旦所要得着的，不是单单彼得而已。这里告诉我们说，是撒旦要得着你们，是复数。
When Jesus said this, Satan has asked to sift you. The original Greek is plural.
那么到底撒旦怎么样筛呢？
How is he doing this?
撒旦的工作是怎么样做的呢
？What is the work of Satan?
如果我们要看魔鬼的工作，我们一定要看启示录。
If we want to understand the work of Satan, we need to turn to the book of Revelation.
先我们看启示录第十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们很快的，虽然我们时间不是很多，我们看一下这一段的经文在启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第九节到第十三节。
Verse 9 to 13.
这个地方提到撒旦工作的三个不同的手段和方法。
Here we are shown three different ways that Satan works.
我们节省时间，我们就不读。我们注意第九节有“迷惑”这两个字。
In verse 9, we were told deception.
第十节我们看见“控告”这两个字。
In verse 10, we see accusing.
十三节我们看见“逼迫”这两个字。
And in verse 13, we see that he persecutes.
在历史历代里面，我们看见撒旦所做的工作不外这三样东西。
Indeed, we can say Satan.Does only these three things.
什么叫迷惑呢
What do we mean when we say he leads us astray?
迷惑就是蒙骗的意思。
means he's deceiving us.
怎么蒙骗?
How?
他披着宗教的外衣。
He would put on the mantles of religion.
甚至他可以披着基督教的外衣。
Indeed, he can even put on the mantles of Christianity.
这是撒旦迷惑的工作。
This is the work of Satan in deceiving.
我们常常听见人家这样说。
We hear others say.
算命算得很准。
Yes, the fortune teller is very accurate.
星象学非常的准确。
Astrology is very.
当然准确。
It is accurate.
因为这是撒旦的工作。
Because this is the work of Satan.
我们今天看见神在做工。
Today we see God working.
我们看见魔鬼在做工。
And Satan is working too.
也只有那些灵验的东西可以蒙骗迷惑我们。
It is only those things that really work that can really deceive us.
圣经叫做似是而非的东西。
Those things that looks like truth but is not.
我们要小心魔鬼的迷惑。
We have to be careful of his deception.
我们要小心魔鬼外表的吸引。
We have to be careful of his outward attraction.
我这礼拜看了一本书。
This week I've also read a book.
叫做美丽的魔鬼。
It talks about the beautiful Satan.
那么讲到一个人他过去交鬼的经验。
This person is telling the experience of having communion with Satan.
一直是在基督教的圈子里面做的。
And this was all taken place under the guise of Christianity.
这是撒旦的迷惑。
And this is the work of Satan.
什么叫控告呢?
What is the work of accusation?
今天魔鬼知道我们有什么东西他可以抓在他手上。
Satan knows what we have done.
你知道控告有两种。
There are two kinds of accusation.
一种是栽赃或者诬赖。
The first kind perhaps is something that you have not done.
一种呢就是等于说是莫须有的没有的事他把它造成有。
That is you never really committed that but then they accuse that you have.
那么另外一种的控告。
The other kind of accusation
就是有真凭实据的控告。
It's based on fact.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
撒旦很少用第一件事情来控告我们。
Satan rarely accuses us without evidence.
我们用那些脏在这栽赃诬赖的这种控告是很低级的控告。
This kind of accusation is indeed rather low level.
魔鬼用这样的控告很容易就被识破。
Because if Satan uses this, it would be easy to argue against.
魔鬼今天控告神的儿女。
But when Satan accuses the children of God,
一定是真凭实据。
He bases his accusations on facts.
因为他知道我们真实所存的东西。
Because he knows what goes on inside of us.
他不需要捏造什么东西。
Didn't need to make up anything.
他知道我们什么地方是可以被控告。
He knows where we are weak for accusation.
一般来讲，他用两样事情来控告。
We can say generalize this under two.
其实弟兄姊妹我们很难逃过这两样东西
And indeed it's difficult for us to escape from these two
魔鬼所控告的第一是我们隐藏的动机
The first is our hidden motives
弟兄姊妹的动机别人看不出来
Others may not be able to discern
神知道
God knows
你知道
You know
还有一个知道
There's another person Satan knows
鬼知道
He knows
而知道我们隐藏的动机是什么
He knows our inward motivation.
这是一个魔鬼所攻击我们、所控告我们的根据。
And this is where he will accuse us.
第二个
，Second，
魔鬼用什么来控告我们
？What will he accuse us of？
我相信你们都猜得出来。
I think you know.
就是我们过去的记录
，our past records.
我们过去已经做了，现在要回过头来，已经没有办法时光倒流，已经是存在的。
Things that we have done in the past.
过去你。羞辱神的东西
The things that you have committed that insulted God
在人的背后你曾经做的一些事情
Things that perhaps you've done in secret
你如果没有被耶稣基督的宝血所遮盖过
If your sins and iniquities have not been covered by the blood of Christ
魔鬼怎么逼迫我们
How does Satan persecute us
在教会历史里面我们看见他用政治的形态来逼迫教会
From the history of the church, we understand he can persecute us through political powers.
用宗教的形态来逼迫我们。
Can also persecute us under the guise of religion.
我在新加坡两年，常常听见这样的故事。
When I was in Singapore for 2 years, I very often hear these stories.
在马来西亚，只要有马来人信了耶稣。
In Malaysia, if a Malay becomes a Christian,
他今天信耶稣，下个礼拜人就失踪。
If he professes his Christianity, he will disappear the next week.
是被他的家人杀害的。
Very usually he will be murdered by his family members.
许多信回教的父亲会把信耶稣的儿子亲自下手把他杀害。
Indeed, many family, the father who may be, who is a Muslim, will kill his sons who became Christians.
迷惑、控告和逼迫。
Deception, accusation, and persecution.
撒旦他的名字就叫敌对者 ，adversary。
The name of Satan means the adversary.
所以第一个我们看见今天我们的失败，弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天不靠着比魔鬼更有能力的主，我们是不可能得胜。
Indeed, if we do not depend on the power that is greater than Satan, we cannot claim victory.
这是彼得失败的一个第一个原因。
This is the first reason that Peter failed.
第二个原因是什么？
What is the second reason?
我们读到三十三节，我们就看见彼得在那里说了许多的大话。
In verse 33, we see him boasting.
我们在二十二章三十三节，我们看见彼得的自大。
We see that how Peter considered himself.
看见他的自义。
He felt that he was so righteous.
如果我们用现在比较流行的在台湾的一个表达的话，叫做自我膨胀。
He expanded himself.
我们看见这样一个人，他觉得自己了不起。
He thinks very highly of himself.
怪不得有一次寇世远监督讲过一篇信息。
I remember Bishop Cole mentioned in one of his messages.
他的题目叫做替魔鬼叫冤。就替魔鬼说话。
He talked about how someone would speak for Satan.
他说魔鬼实在很冤枉。
He said perhaps sometimes we blame Satan too much.
就是很多时候是我们要负责任，我们把责任通通怪在他的身上。
Very often we should bear the responsibility, but we would push it all onto him.
这是有圣经根据。
And indeed, this is based on scripture.
在以弗所书告诉我们说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
In the book of Ephesians, we were told we should not leave any way for Satan.
哥林多后书也提醒我们说，不要让撒旦趁机会来攻击我们。
And in 2 Corinthians, we were told not to let Satan have an opportunity.
这个地步和机会是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是你给他有一个立足的地方，他就进来。
And that is you allow some room for him, and he will come in.
以弗所说的地步。哥林多后书的那个机会在英文是叫做 foothold.
Or we can say we are leaving a foothold for Satan.
很多时候是我们开了门魔鬼才可以进来。
Very often we have to open the door before he can enter.
所以在这个地方我们看见耶稣再三的苦口婆心的劝彼得。
So when our Lord Jesus tried to warn Peter.
弟兄姊妹，下个礼拜我希望跟弟兄姊妹一起思想另外一方面，我们怎么样能够胜过魔鬼。
Next week I want to share with you how we can claim victory over him.
但是我想今天我要做一个很简单的结论。
But I need to conclude now.
不管怎么样弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事情。
No matter what we have to remember.
在家里也好，在教会也好，
Whether it's at home or at the church,
在任何的环境里面，
under any circumstance,
人不是我们的仇人，魔鬼才是我们的敌人。
Our fellow men are not our enemies.
第二，我们要谨慎小心。
We have to be cautious and careful.
不要让我们成为撒旦魔鬼的工具。
So that we will not become tools of Satan.
我不知道这是偶然还是巧合。
I don't know whether this is just pure coincidence or not.
耶稣两次对门徒讲撒旦的时候，
twice when Jesus told his disciples about Satan,
都跟彼得有关系。
It related to Peter.
意思是在这里。
Once here.
意思是在马太福音十六章。
The other time it was in Matthew 16.
耶稣对着彼得说：“撒旦，你退我后边去吧。”
When Jesus scolded Peter and said, "Satan, turn around."
不是彼得是撒旦。
It's not to say Peter is Satan.
撒旦已经进到彼得的里面，成为神工作的拦阻。
But that Satan has entered Peter and that he could become an obstacle to the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前谨慎。
Let us be cautious before the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
And let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，你的话是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
我们求主今天早上再一次接着这样的一段提醒来提醒我们。
Remind us through the message.
让我们在主的面前知道如何能够谨慎我们的脚步。
So that we can be careful of our footsteps.
主啊，不让魔鬼撒旦在我们中间有丝毫的工作。
So that we can banish Satan from among us.
祝福施恩给你自己的教会。
Bless your own church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。